This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As we approach the traditional time in America for which we celebrate its independence, it's worth considering two types of political society that we find in the world. The first is what we celebrate. We begin with the idea that government is instituted by human beings to provide liberty and security. We need enough government to ensure that we are safe, but we don't want so much government that we lose our freedom. Ben Shapiro talks about this in his editorial on our totalitarian moment. He explains that in this form of government, we agree not to infringe on another's life, liberty, and property, and we create a government capable of preventing or prosecuting such infringements. We may disagree with one another on key issues, but we allow the system of government to provide a means of resolving disputes. The second view requires purification. The goal is homogeneity instead of diversity. This is enforced by people with power whose goal is unity through coercion. We see this type of government in various totalitarian governments in the past and in many governments around the world today. We also see this type of society ruthlessly applied by the political left. In some cases, they hold the reins of political power. In other cases, they exert their totalitarian influence through the academy, the media, or popular culture. My commentary yesterday was yet one more reminder that even the slightest deviation from leftist standards can put you on the liberal blacklist. Public shaming, lawsuits, and a cancel culture are just a few of the tools used to enforce unity and political purity. As we celebrate the 4th of July this weekend, let's remind ourselves that freedom and diversity is our goal, not a coerced unity and a form of totalitarianism. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.